Thank you very much and welcome back. Let's pick apart yesterday afternoon's crop progress and condition report. Even though the torrid heat ahead of Labor Day was broken by some good rains and strong thunderstorms, corn conditions held steady, soybean conditions declined in the report yesterday. Corn 65% good to excellent, same as last week. Soybean 65% good to excellent, down from the 67% of the previous week.
The biggest story for entering September is to see how some of these late rains in the Midwest have affected later maturing corn and soybeans.
Agriculture Department meteorologist Brad Rippey says that not much effect on corn. Those condition ratings stayed the same this past week at 65% good to excellent.
But the rain did not fall where it was most needed for soybeans, which tend to be affected by later summer weather more so than corn.
So we saw soybean condition ratings drop by about 3%, down to 65% good to excellent.
Largely due to crops running out of moisture in the easternmost part of the Corn Belt.
And in the far upper Midwest, slow corn and soybean developments causing a little bit of worry with possible frost in the forecast for some areas for this weekend.
That is something we will need to watch with that later developing corn and soybeans in the far upper Midwest. Pretty boring numbers for corn. In fact, no changes from what we saw a week ago. We are steady at 65% of the U.S. corn crop rated good to excellent on September 1st, 12% very poor to poor, no change on those good to excellent ratings. That is actually a 1-point drop in the very poor to poor ratings for U.S. corn. Compared to last year at this time, a better looking crop this year, only 53% good to excellent, 18% very poor to poor as we started September 2023.
Spring wheat, 70% harvested.
We are pretty much on schedule with both harvests. Spring wheat, 70% harvested on September 1st, equal to the 5-year average, 2 points ahead of last year. Barley harvest, 3/4 complete on September 1st. Just 1 point behind the 5-year average, but equal to last year's pace. The state with the greatest amount of spring wheat harvested on September 1st, South Dakota, 93%. The state with the least spring wheat harvested on that date, North Dakota, 61%. But even there, that's only 1 point behind the 5-year average.
Minnesota also jumping to 75% harvested. Specifically now, corn in the dough stage estimated at 90%, corn dented at 60% nationally, corn mature at 19%. On the bean side, soybean setting pods at 94%, same as last year. Soybeans dropping leaves, 13%, a little ahead of the 5-year average. In North Dakota, soybean condition at 58% good to excellent. Soybeans blooming, 97%, near the 100% for last year and the 5-year average. Soybean setting pods, 88% behind 96% last year and the 5-year average. North Dakota's corn condition rated 2% very poor, 7% poor, 67% good to excellent. Corn in the dough stage, just 60%, well behind 87% last year. Canola condition rated 73% good to excellent. Canola coloring at 89%, behind the 95% 5-year average. 24% of North Dakota canola has been combined, but that's behind 29% last year and the 32% average. Sugar beet still the belle of the ball at 93% good to excellent condition. Sugar beets harvested up to 6%. Sunflower condition rated 72% good to excellent. Sunflowers blooming at 95%. Minnesota numbers now, corn reaching the dough stage at 86%. Corn in the dent stage, 35%. Minnesota soybean setting pods, 92%. Condition of Minnesota soybean crop, 66% good to excellent. And there's a check of the crop progress and condition report from yesterday afternoon. This is Inside Agriculture. Let's take one more break.